We all know how things in pop culture, especially movies, and I guess music too, can be comforting. They say you have a comfort food show and a movie, right? We all do.
You used to put on movies when you were cleaning or whatever the weekend, just kind of in the background.
Yeah, that started earlier in my life before I knew you, Murphy, when I worked at the video store.
Yeah.
You know, at work, all day at work, I had movies on.
That's how I first learned about the movie You've Got Mail. And Overboard.
So anyway, we all have comfort food movies, and music can make you can have a moment with a song that you've loved forever.
Yeah.
You can also have a moment with a book. If you ever reread a favorite book, and I know that many people do not, I'm currently rereading the Harry Potter series.
Oh.
And I'm in my favorite book. Murphy, I know you know this is the reason this book has been sitting around everywhere on the bed and in the kitchen lately. So I'm taking it with me. It's my favorite one. It's Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. A lot of big things happen in this book. It's the perfect blend of fun and funny, but dark and some big moments. And I'm reading it going, I don't want it to end, even though I know what's going to happen. I don't want it to end, but I was reading the other night and I had this moment, these words that I had forgotten about. Mm. Sam, do you remember? It's the story where Harry keeps going to Dumbledore's office and spending time with him and learning all these things he needs to know.
Yeah, is that the one where they had the pool thing where he stuck his face in?
Yes, with people's memories to go in. Oh my gosh, those are such big moments for me. And there was one line, and Dumbledore says in the line, Harry, time has made fools of us again. And I'd forgotten about that, how beautiful and poetic that is. In other words, it's time to go. I'm sorry. I know you want to stay and talk, but it's time to go. Time has made fools of us again. And I just had that moment with that book the other night, and it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was like discovering again for the first time. It's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that. Oddly enough, and totally unrelated, there is a YouTube series that I watched. It's an equipment guy who does reviews on things. And out of the blue, he's so random with things he throws out. Uh-huh. He says, I'm rereading the Harry Potter series. It's fun. And that was it. He went back. It was just funny the way he said it. But it's true. I mean, there are people that I've heard that have said that. For someone who is really, really into it, it's one of those experiences to go back and relive.
To go back and experience again.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 6:50, and Sam has music news next.
I'll let you know why Ben Affleck has an issue with J-Lo's new album and documentary.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.com.
Use discount code MSJ49.
Big day today for Jennifer Lopez dropping her new album, This Is Me Now.
You're going to see her everywhere.
Literally, today. Because she's on Prime starting today, too. In addition to the album, she's also putting out a documentary/biography/animated thing.
That's called different.
This Is Me Now, a Love Story. And she based the album and also the video that she put together on her love life between Bens, you know, the old Ben and the new Ben, getting back together with Ben.
Oh, so the other guys are in there, though, too.
Maybe not by name, but by story.
Okay. Like baseball player.
Yeah. Her manager hooked her up with some writers, and she told the writers, and they said, okay, song.
Cool. Well, guess what? She knows that her fan base is also super interested in her personal life. So this is her way of sort of giving you her diary about that.
And she took her love letters that Ben had written her, and she used those as well to help write the album. In fact, Ben walked in one day when her and the writers were sitting there with the stack of them, and he's like, what are my letters doing out here?
Nobody
this
asked
is what
him.
We're using.
Yeah, so, inspiration.
He goes, oh, yeah, well, wait till you see my Dunkin' commercial.
I've watched that a few times.
I know.
Tom, you can stay.
Some celebs in this video. Trevor Noah, Post Malone, Jane Fonda, Sofia Vergara.
Oh, yeah,
Vergara. Big names.
Yeah, and her husband, of course, Ben. Mm. Ariana Grande. Remember the first time we heard her? We thought maybe this was Mariah Carey.
I thought it was.
Well, she has now teamed up with Mariah. Ariana's new album comes out March 8th. It's called Eternal Sunshine. Mm-hmm. And a couple weeks ago, she dropped the song Yes And on us.
Yeah.
Well, today, Mariah, they got a remix out, and it's her and Mariah on it. So it's like two amazing voices on it. I haven't heard it
yet. Are they battling out a little bit? We'll see.
No, I see Mariah can go higher than her.
Yeah, I think she can.
Also, back to the Super Bowl. Remember there were some questions like, hey, how come Justin Bieber didn't take part?
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
Well, we got the word now from Lil Jon, who was in the show. He said that we wanted to put Justin in. We had the idea of doing a version of the show with him. They had even written it up. But when they brought it to Justin before rehearsals, he's like, I don't have the time for the commitment that this takes. Mm-hmm. It's not a one-time show up and work out and do it.
Right.
You got to rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. So that's why Justin wasn't there.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.com.
Use discount code MSJ49.
Many years after Eminem gave the world the song Stan.
Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left myself, my
You guys know I love a story song. If it tells a story, I'm listening.
Yes.
I'm listening for the big wow at the end. Mm-hmm. And this one actually does have that.
Yeah.
It's a story well told. And the term Stan, because of this song, means now an obsessive fan, doesn't it,
Sam? Yeah, it's in the dictionary now because of that.
Interesting how something becomes part of the lexicon like that.
Right. So Eminem, this is so cool, has teamed with Shady Films, and he's co-producing a documentary, a new documentary film about it, about super fandom, and it's called Stans, plural.
Yeah.
And so instead of looking at an artist and what they deal with or what their life is like, it's turning the camera out at fan bases and probably the average, the good, and then the crossing the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what it is.
You would think somewhere someone's had to have done a documentary like this before.
I don't know. This is the relationship between the fan base and artist through the lens of his, you know, of the stands.
Yeah,
that's going to be an interesting cross-section.
Yeah, once we know where it's going to be, I think big screen, we'll see. It's called Stans, and Eminem is co-producing. He'll probably be a part of it as well.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
It's Grateful Friday, and we're going to hear from you.
Murphy, Sam, and Jody's Grateful Friday.
877-310-4MSJ to let us know about the little and big things you are grateful for. We also love to grab those online. I want to raise my hand for two things quick, and then I'm going to get to Susie and Amber's comments.
Okay.
One, I'm grateful for my uncle is having a big birthday party this weekend, and I'm bringing him a themed gift. And I'm so excited about it. Oh. It won't matter if he hears this. I don't think he will, though.
Well, don't give it away, right?
Can I say the theme, though?
Okay.
But if you say the theme...
He won't know what I'm giving him.
I guess not.
Top Gun!
Okay.
Oh.
He loves Top Gun and all things Top Gun, so there's some, you know, Top Gun stuff coming his way.
Okay.
I'm so excited about doing that. That's tomorrow. And today, I'm grateful for modern medicine because today is my infusion for my osteoporosis.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And it's medicine that I get once a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quick infusion. It's only like 30 minutes once the IV's in. I'm grateful for that.
You're going alone?
I am going by myself. It's a short time, and I like to spend it.
Bring your Harry Potter book with you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Exactly. Spend that time with Dumbledore. Okay. From our Instagram and Facebook pages, little and big things you are grateful for today. Susie says, grateful for losing over 100 pounds in the last 2 years.
Congrats.
That is a big life change. I bet you feel like a different person. I met someone once who had lost like 100 pounds, and I said that to him. I was like, I met him. I knew him before, and then I saw him after he lost 100 pounds, I remember. And I said, I bet you feel like a different person. He says, I am a different person. I'll never forget that conversation. So congrats, Susie.
Yeah.
Amber said, grateful for being a mom. So many people aren't and can't be. It's true.
Yeah.
I think most of us, I mean, parents are grateful for being parents because you can't know what that is until you're in it.
Yeah, I'm certainly grateful for being a dad very much.
But, you know, you don't always think about people who want that so badly and can't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime. We call it Grateful Friday.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.com. Use discount code MSJ49.
Number one, you may have heard from weeks back about a listeria outbreak and different types of cheeses being recalled. I remember because it was like places I shopped. It was like, don't buy the cheese. Well, the FDA has and the CDC has updated the list of products being recalled because of this. It's 112 different things, from cheeses to yogurts to dressings to salad kits being recalled because of a listeria outbreak, and two people have died from it. So find out more on their website, the FDA website, of what you should not be buying right now, and they'll be pulling them from shelves anyway.
Right.
Number two, this weekend, I guess, is the long weekend ahead of the President's Day holiday.
On Monday,
for many, it falls on the third Monday of February, always. So banks, post offices, federal offices all closed for the day, and most state and local governments also closed on Monday for President's Day. And number three, if you got flowers for Valentine's Day, I can buy myself flowers. Maybe you bought them yourself.
Yeah.
And you want to keep them really fresh. The tricks are, yes, use the flower food that comes with it.
Yeah.
Keep the water fresh and even snip the bottoms, not flat across the bottom, but at an angle so the water can get into the stem.
It's got more surface area to get in.
It totally does. And it doesn't just sit there and sort of rot.
Nothing about Sprite.
Sprite doesn't really work, but you can try it.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week.
Brought to you by Avatar: The Last Airbender, February 22nd on Netflix.
Number five.
Jon Stewart's return to The Daily Show on Monday night paid off for Comedy Central.
Welcome to The Daily Show. My name is Jon Stewart. Now, where was I?
Oh, so nearly 2 million people tuned in to watch on Monday night. That's the most in 6 years. And then 3 million watched it on YouTube after that. So it's a good, you know, decision on their part to bring him back. He'll be back every Monday night now until the election.
Number four.
Deadpool 3. That trailer ran during the Super Bowl. Deadpool and Wolverine.
It's been a challenging few years, for sure.
And it set the record for most streams after airing in the Super Bowl. So but it was designed that way. It was like, for the full trailer, it said, go online to watch it. So it really did. It exploded. That movie will, by the way, be here soon in theaters this summer, July 26th.
Number three.
Tiger Woods debuted his own clothing line this week. He announced it.
Everything that's led me here is woven into everything that's next.
And there's a hype video, and he's in it, of course. It's called Sunday Red, golf apparel based on the red that he always wore on Sunday. And this is, of course, after he parted ways with Nike, red being his power color, according to his mother years ago. And the design, the stripes, the 15 tiger stripes are for the 15 titles he's won.
Oh.
If he wins another, he says he's just going to change the logo.
I was going to say.
Number two.
Marvel announced the cast of the upcoming, of their version of the upcoming Fantastic Four. And you may recognize this one.
I'm going to Mandalore.
Pedro Pascal. You know him from The Mandalorian. Maybe you know him from Narcos or Game of Thrones. He's going to play Mr. Fantastic.
Quite the hot commodity he is right now.
Yes, he really is.
Number one.
The ratings for Super Bowl 58. Equal the most watched telecast ever. Everybody was tuning in for this. 123.4 million viewers. It's the biggest one in the broadcast history of television for this. Plus, you had streaming options that don't even weigh into that.
Yeah.
A lot of people are there for most people are there for the game.
Right.
A lot of people there for the halftime show. Many, many millions there for commercials. But they also say, whether you want to hear it or not, they call it the Taylor Swift effect.
Well, it's true.
At least 20% of the new audience that came in was because they started watching it to catch her at the game.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
Going to explain to you what a crispinata is and what crazy puffs are and where you can find them.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by the Discover Card.
Last week, we told you Taco Bell, came out early this year and said, this is everything new we're going to release this year.
Okay.
Well, they've already released one of those. In fact, this week, the cheesy the cheesy chicken crispinata.
Yes.
It's
an fast five times.
Empanada that's fried, deep fried. Oh. And inside it's got shredded, seasoned chicken and also a bunch of cheese.
I haven't looked at their menu in a very long time. Are they adding too much? Because sometimes too much on a menu, your brain just goes, I can't.
There's always been too much on the Taco Bell menu.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Not back in the day.
It's just like, it goes on forever.
Okay. They can abbreviate that to triple C and be done with it. It's going to be tough for anybody to order that at the drive-thru, isn't it?
Yeah, say it again.
Cheesy. No. It's the cheesy chicken crispanada.
Oh,
yeah.
Listen to you guys. All right, okay.
This one's easier to say. Crazy Puff.
That is easy.
Little Caesars unleashing Crazy Puffs on us next month. And if you're wondering what a Crazy Puff is, imagine making a little pizza thing in your muffin tins.
Oh, yes.
That's what it is. It's their pizza dough, and it's stuffed with all the stuff you put on a pizza.
It's like a bite-sized pizza. You can eat it in your hand. Yeah. Little tiny.
Get a pack of four of those at starting next month.
Okay.
Dairy Queen's got a new shake out. Murphy, you will love this one. It's a Nutter Butter Shake.
Oh, yes.
Of course, made with Nutter Butter cookie pieces and peanut butter as well.
Oh, those remind me of my grandmother.
Yeah.
Really?
She almost always had those.
Did she ever twist them like you do an Oreo?
I don't think she did.
Those were kind of tricky to twist because they were big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, you did, Sam.
Okay. Churches brought their lemon cheesecake fried pie back. It pretty much explains it all there.
Yeah. Yes.
Lemon cheesecake. Oh, they have crumbled graham crackers inside as well.
Goodness.
This is the lemon cheesecake. And, you know, if you're just thinking Malibu rum, it's so much of a pain to make my own drinks. I sure wish they would mix them for me.
They're doing that too now?
Yeah. They've got three new Malibu mixed cocktails, strawberry daiquiri, pineapple bay breeze, and rum punch.
Oh, okay. That sounds so good. I love Malibu rum. And there's all kinds of different Malibu rums.
Yeah, there sure is.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But thank you for the update, Sam. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.com. Use discount code MSJ49.
Boy, have I got some news for you guys about the next Taylor Sheridan series coming from Paramount Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know Taylor Sheridan is the creator of Yellowstone. And was it 1923?
1883.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so he's always creating a lot of things, and they're exciting. He brings these movie stars that we want to see more of into these series like Kevin Costner, like Harrison Ford, like Helen Mirren, like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Here's
Michelle Pfeiffer.
And we told you about Landman, which is coming, and Demi Moore being a part of it, and Billy Bob Thornton being a part of this, and it being about oil, the oil industry, and these, you know, I guess you can call them tycoons.
Yeah.
In that industry in West Texas. Guess who's joining Landman? Actor John Hamm.
Oh.
Ladies, brace yourself for that.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the associates and friends of the Billy Bob Thornton character. That's all I know, but
Billy
that's enough.
Billy Bob and John Hamm. Wow.
And Demi Moore.
Yeah.
I love it. It's called Landman. We don't know when it's going to land on Paramount Plus, but they already have started filming. So look for it. And when we have a date, you'll hear it here, I promise.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
I'm going to help you out at work with those breaks you like to take.
How many breaks should you take a day in an average work day, and how long should the break be? During an average work day, how many breaks do you actually take, and what's the perfect length of a break? We're going to get to it. Okay. I mean, it's a matter of opinion, personal taste. Okay. You know how I believe in breaks, Murphy. I'm better when I have breaks.
Yeah, I think anybody actually is better with breaks.
Correct.
But, you know, the world's kind of a different place right now. We have this little self-imposed go, go, go thing that is not, you know, healthy.
Years ago, when I first started working with you guys, I could not believe Sam and the non-breakiness of him, and that you're a marathoner, not a sprinter. And it was just like, oh, I don't know if I can work with this guy.
Yeah, I took up smoking just so I could take a break. Yeah, just kidding.
You did not. Okay, so the average American worker says they take about 4 breaks a day, but they wish they could get 5. I'm thinking 4 breaks a day is perfect. Wow. 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I like that idea, but you always want a little bit more of something good, don't you?
Is lunch included in that break?
I'm not sure.
A lunch break?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, a good 10-minute break is really enough to kind of clear your head and get back in the game.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And now what you do with your break time is a matter of personal preference. For me, I like to get out of the space. I can't take a break in the same place I'm working. I have to move my body somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people have to go get fresh air.
Yeah, I think that, you know, especially today, since our tendency is to start scrolling as soon as we... And that's not really taking a break.
No, it's not.
It's certainly not giving your brain a break.
No, you know what I mean?
So it's, and again, like you said, personal preference. But for me, if it's really going to be a break, I have to force myself to same thing.
Right.
Get out of the space, breathe for a minute, and actually not be thinking about anything else.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to shout out to moving. Go for a walk. Go walk. You can get fresh air. You can accomplish a few things in a break time by moving your body. You're meant to move, and you cannot believe how it will feed your brain to do that.
Hey, maybe so that's what that guy downstairs is doing when he walks around the atrium over and over.
He's smart. He's getting his steps in for the day.
Yeah. He does. He's always working while he's walking.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Did you see that he brought his son to work one day and the son was walking with him
too? Yeah,
that's
right.
I was like, I hope he likes this.
Teach him early.
Perfect break, according to American workers, lasts 17 minutes. So a little bit longer than you were saying,
Oh, really?
Murph. Okay. 17 minutes is what would make us happy. 4 times a day at least.
Up next, Jody's 3 things to know today. Here's 3 things to know today.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.com. Use discount code MSJ49.
Number 1, it's hard to disappoint fans right after you've won a Super Bowl, but some Chiefs fans are disappointed today and this week after the shooting that happened at the Super Bowl parade and rally that same night. The team was seen sort of celebrating at a private restaurant, a restaurant that they had rented out for the night.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like, whoa. And they even hired some law enforcement for crowd control, which they ended up not needing. The thing is, that was planned ahead of time, but
right.
It just didn't sit well with fans. Moving on, though. Number 2, so many people are apparently returning their Apple Pro Vision goggles.
I've heard that. What's
because it gives
them
headaches and motion sickness. It's mixed reality, the headsets, and if they put them on for like 10 minutes or more, it feels horrible. By the way, these went on sale earlier this month, and they are like $3,500, but so they're being returned.
It looks so real, it's giving them motion sickness.
Yes.
Wow.
And number 3, Iowa basketball sensation Caitlin Clark made history last night.
Here comes Clark. How will she go for history?
With her signature 3-pointer, which she does with perfection. You ever really watch that? She was just 8 points away from being the top scorer in NCAA women's basketball, 8 points away when going into the game. After that game last night, she got congratulations from everybody from Tom Brady to President Barack Obama to LSU's Angel Reese.
You're in the know. 3 things to know today. Sam's Friday favorite.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
The NFL has posted their mic'd up, I guess it's called program. If you're not familiar with mic'd up,
I love
it's MIC'D. It's where they put the mics on the different players, even the officials and some of the coaches during football games. And of course, they did it during the Super Bowl. You know, and Kelsey and Mahomes had mics, McCaffrey and Kittle. So I figure, and they put the whole, it's 41 minutes long. If you want to go watch it on YouTube.
The only one I've seen is the winning play.
Yeah, we got that.
Okay.
They don't edit these at all?
Well, yeah, they edit. They decide what they want to put up and what they don't. The stuff where there's 4-letter words, they bleep them out.
Good.
Mm-hmm. They start with the pregame where everybody's pumping everybody up.
Play your best football, dog. Be special. Be special, okay? Stop you.
Right behind you, man.
I know you is.
Remember they said we wouldn't be here. They left us for dead.
Let's be great.
Let's go.
Let's be great.
Man, so hypey. I love it.
It's like, you watch that, you want to go out there and play too.
Yeah, you want to do something.
And I look for the one where Travis Kelce got in the face of Andy Reid.
Of course.
After that fumble, Pacheco fumble, but they didn't put it up there.
Good.
Which is smart on their part.
Good,
they left it out. But
the Kelce brothers already addressed it.
They
right.
did put up the video of when Pacheco got back to the sideline, sitting on the bench with a coach, and what the coach was telling him after that fumble.
A million people are going to come over and talk to you and tell you to hold the ball. You already know it, right?
Yep.
It's about what you do from here on out. I mean
that.
That's it. Aww. 2 hands on the ball. Don't change. Yep. Erase that play.
Yes, sir.
It's about the moment coming up, not what just happened.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great coach.
Didn't jump his case. He knows. He knows.
He knows that.
Yeah.
He does. That's so good.
Yeah. And they had Kansas City and both sides mic'd up before that last regulation drive to tie it.
Patrick going to try and be Mr. Superman right now. And it's our op to take it.
This next series is going to be Pat running and throwing it to 87.
Fire me up.
Hey, get it back to us. We'll end it.
And here you go. Here you go, Jody. Here's the final play.
One more play.
Come on, O. Come on, O.
Hey, so I got church right bunch, F, shuttle, Tom and Jerry right yellow. Orange, 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 let's go!
We gotta get an interception. Interception or a fumble. Come on, boys.
Play action.
action fake. Right side throw, touchdown!
Jesus! And of course, you hear the name of, like, Tom and Jerry? He named the play.
Yeah. The one everybody's talking about is when Taylor made it on the field with Travis.
Thank you for coming, baby.
I cannot believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support.
How do you
Thank you for
that?
Coming. Thank you for making it across halfway across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
Mic'd up.
Yeah.
Was it electric?
Was it electric?
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood outsider.
Coming up next, though, homemade mac and cheese and Rebecca's experience with dating app scammers.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
You guys want to start with homemade mac and cheese or online dating scams?
Mac and cheese.
Food.
Cheese, mac, and cheese.
Okay. So I did make some homemade mac and cheese the other night. One little pan for Taylor, our oldest, and one little pan for Phoebe, our youngest, and then a third pan. Well, I made four pans. Everybody wants to know if where's Murphy's?
Yeah.
Justin, where's Murphy's pan? You got a whole, I mean, you got some.
Yeah, I didn't get a pan, though, right? Yeah.
Well, at least you got some.
I had to share my pan with Jody and with Taylor, ironically, who had her own pan.
Oh, really?
But we were
she
all eating dinner.
By and had dinner with us. Wow. I made four pans, little pans of my homemade mac and cheese. Anyway, it was for Valentine's Day. Yeah.
And I can tell you,
for them,
the little bit I had was fantastic.
There's some left over and you can have it all. Okay, for real. But anyway, everybody's asking how to make it and all that. So we did post the recipe at murphysamandjody.com. Isn't that cool? Lynette said our 15-year-old made it Saturday night, and my husband added a touch of his homemade sweet heat wing sauce to mac and cheese.
Yum.
That sounds really good. Yeah. Patty says, keep making it no matter how big they get. Look, it was Valentine's Day. I was trying to think of something sweet to do for them as the afternoon wore on. And I didn't, I've always done something for them, and I think I always will. Something small, little candies, but I didn't want to be predictable, and I knew I was making a pan of it. So I just doubled the recipe and made.
That is a happy gift right there.
I made a fourth pan for their roommate, their college roommate, whose parents live farther away.
So they took three whole pans back to their apartment.
Yes, they did.
And Murphy got a spoonful.
Murphy got two helpings and has all the leftovers. Correct?
I guess.
You will.
I haven't looked in the fridge to confirm that.
The recipe's online at murphysamandjody.com if you want to hop in the kitchen this weekend.
I'm teasing Jody, but this every time Jody makes mac and cheese, the recipe changes a little bit. Every time. It's fantastic every time. This one is like over the top.
Sometimes I put sour cream. Sometimes I put eggs. Sometimes I do both for extra creaminess, and the eggs kind of hold it. Anyway, both of those are in the recipe, murphysamandjody.com. Coming up later, we're going to get to Rebecca's comment email to us about how she was scammed on an online dating site.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by EveryPlate.com. Use discount code MSJ49.
How would you like to feel like you're immersed in a John Wick sort of experience?
Doc, 5 seconds.
Depends on how dangerous.
It's all very dangerous and scary to me. And could you keep up with him?
No.
I don't think so either. But there is a John Wick immersive exhibit coming to Las Vegas. And it's supposed to kind of, like, the people who make escape rooms, they've done official Saw Escape and Blair Witch Escape, which is horror.
Hmm.
But this is, action, and you get to immerse yourself
so
in it.
You'll feel like you're in the movie.
You will walk through places, and you'll have to do some things like Keanu.
I wouldn't mind trying that.
Coming. It would seem cool, correct?
Yeah.
People's Choice Awards coming up Sunday night on NBC and Peacock. Barbie leading with nominations, 9, and Oppenheimer following with 6. On the music side, we're talking Morgan Wallen, Taylor Swift, Nicki Minaj, all getting 5 nominations. And speaking of music, I know you mentioned this in your music news earlier, Sam. J to the L-O, Jennifer Lopez, has this new album and movie, like documentary thing, debuting today on Prime called This Is Me Now, A Love Story. She also announced a tour.
Yeah.
And she doesn't do that very often. She did a little stint in Vegas, but this is a 2-month
She's
summer.
She's coming to you now.
It's a summer run for the new This Is Me Now album. She starts in Orlando, wraps up the summer in late August.
Subscribe to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast. Free and easy.
Hang out with us on your schedule that way. And you can always jump in and email us as well to murphysamandjody.com. Rebecca has done that based on our conversation yesterday about dating websites and apps, dating apps, having bot scams. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
people are getting scammed by people who pose as, or bots that pose as someone
as
who's
people,
interested in you.
Someone who's interested in you, right. And you don't necessarily know until maybe you're too far in. And what they want is your information so they can steal money from you. Hmm. Or sometimes just flat out ask for money from you. So sometimes it's a bot and sometimes it's just a person who's this horrible person. Scammer. So Rebecca said, after I got divorced, she sent this into MurphySamandJody.com. After I got divorced, I was on several of the dating sites, and I can tell you I had some scammers constantly. Huh. I did meet a couple of nice guys and several I am still friends with. I got to the point where I knew the scammers within a couple of conversations.
Oh.
A lot of them claimed to be in the military.
Yeah.
That's why they couldn't like go meet for coffee right away. Okay. They were somewhere else. Generally, the dead giveaway is when they claim their love for you and tell you that you seem like my soulmate. Yeah. Dropping those words.
Yeah.
Careful with those words.
Three emails
Oh my gosh.
Completely without
even meeting
the person.
I'm highly suspect of those words anyway. You know that. Anyway, she goes on to say, and it reads, after a few times I started messing with them and they were too stupid to figure it out that I was messing with them. Oops.
Really?
Thank goodness I did find my soulmate, she says, in my own backyard. Oh, Rebecca.
That's great. Literally in her backyard?
Wow. Didn't even have to get online.
Yeah, no kidding.
The guys want that story, Rebecca.
Yeah.
You do have to be careful. I do have quite a few single friends, and I do know one of them told me this story a couple of years ago. It's like, there's a person online that I'm talking to back and forth. It seems almost too good to be true. Listen to this, and she would read me a few lines, and it did turn out to be something where he was then asking, needing help.
Yeah.
And that help came in the form of some financial, but it came with a longer story about why.
Well, you know what? I mean, dating websites are they're a right place for that because you're already in an emotionally...
You're vulnerable.
You're vulnerable emotionally, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly, because you're seeking someone. So, unfortunately, the scammers know that part.
Thank you, Rebecca, and we're glad you found the one.